Stephen. Appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Dane Neal has stopped by. Dane, how the heck are you? Oops. It would help if I turned your microphone on.
I am okay.
Nice to see you, Dane.
Good to see you guys. Wow, it seems like, you know, Mother Nature flipped a switch and all of a sudden,
right.
At least for the next handful of moments, it's nice.
You have brought us the sunshine, Dane. That's what you have brought us.
That's it. It's coming in.
Doesn't he always?
Yes, he always does. It's amazing.
Thanks for noticing.
This, I guess, is the start of the barbecue season, is it not? This
well,
would have to be.
Well, Monday is Memorial Day already?
Yes, it is, Wendy.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Yes, it is.
It feels like it's not because we have a nice day, blizzard, like rainstorm, monsoon,
right.
And it's to the point where you're like, it's raining again?
I know.
Like,
look
come
at this,
on.
50 degrees yesterday, 80-something today.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Let's hope on this hopscotch of, of weather-related emotions that for Memorial Day weekend, it turns out nice, and it is the kind of unofficial, just like you know, they say, you can't wear white shoes past Labor Day.
Right.
We do, Bill and I, you and
well,
I.
Well, we're big Pat Boone fans.
Pat Boone, patent leather, we do it.
Slip on loafers, look good on you boys.
Thank you, Wendy, for noticing.
But a lot of people recognize that it's kind of the start of like backyard grilling season. And of course, we recognize that, you know, all of our men and women in uniform, all the real important reasons to celebrate Memorial Day. But it's a great food holiday too. And a lot of times that great food happens in the backyard, you know, on a grill. Typically, it would have been, let's say, like a Weber grill kind of situation or a gas grill. Now, you're seeing it on a bunch of other things that are getting more, not only awareness out there, but popularity, testimonials, and people are putting smokers in their backyard, pellet smokers.
You might have to explain the difference between a smoker and a grill. What would the main differences be?
Okay, so the things that people have, you've got the Weber kettle, early 50s was created. Here's the thing that I always think is fascinating, is there's so many things that we live with that are just parts of our everyday life that we just assume...
They've always been here.
Always?
Sure.
Right.
Oh, like since the beginning of time.
What kind of grill did Ben Franklin have? Obviously,
right.
You know, he didn't have one. So the... So
a Ducati? I would have said a Ducati.
A Ducati. Well, that's great.
I thought you said you had to go potty.
No.
I'm sorry.
I do. But I didn't say that.
Right. That's natural. Well, so the Weber grill 50s, and the story behind that is it was, I think it was like a buoy out there, and they cut part of a buoy out, flipped it over. And
is that true?
That's absolutely true. Yeah, like
who
Weber
thought of that?
The Weber Stephan people.
They did?
Yeah. So
brilliant.
They did. I mean, it's on their website, I'm sure, but there's a little bit of a history behind it. And they put some stuff in there and grilled it, and it worked.
Yeah.
Right? It was great for as far as even cooking and charcoal, and you can put some, you know, wood and some other things in there. And there you have the kettle grill starting in the 50s. Well, now...
Did those grills have knobs?
No.
Just curious.
I mean, maybe knobs for like the vent on the top.
Yeah, to make it hotter or not as hot.
Well, no, these were charcoal.
Oh.
Yeah, so they could add a knob, but it wouldn't have had the same effect.
No, nothing like that. Right.
And the way that those work is it's airflow. So you've got airflow from the bottom, airflow in the top, and it allows you to regulate the heat to some extent, right? So it isn't just a fire that the caveman would have had, like here's the fire. You can regulate it and control it, and it's worked out great. When it comes to smokers, and this is an interesting thing, so Traeger, if you've seen the half an hour kind of infomercial about the versatility of the pellet smoker, the ease, you know, set it and forget it. You could do all those things. And then, of course, the reason people use them is because the flavor is great. You know, you get the wood smoke flavor.
Is it too smoky, though? Because I'm not a big... I like some flavor, but I don't like a lot of smoky flavor.
As Bill kind of inspired, there's a knob for that, right?
There's a knob now, Wendy.
There's a smoky knob.
Use your knob.
Well, okay, so, but the origins of that was, like, Traeger was a furnace company. So they were creating furnaces, and they used an auger system to feed wood pellets in.
Yeah.
In order to, like, heat people's homes or whatever. And then at some point, someone said, let's cook some food.
See what happens.
And it worked out great. They had a patent, and so for, I don't know how many years, they sort of exclusively had the technology for it. And now that's been opened up for a number of years, and so you're seeing a bunch more pellet grills on the market. The way that it works is, and it is very simple. We have a couple of them, and you put in whatever kind of wood you want, whether let's say it's hickory or apple wood, and there's different reasons for different flavors of wood or mesquite, you know, if you want it, depending on what you're cooking. And
subtle differences, right? It's not over. The differences aren't overpowering.
Like if you get a mesquite in there, it's pretty.
And it's pretty spicy.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. If you want something like a pecan or some kind of, they're all different. And you
pecan chicken would be good.
That would be good.
And you should try them all out. And then of course you can adjust the smoke and the settings. And what it allows you to do is to do some of those longer kind of barbecue cooks, like let's say for like a pork butt or brisket or something that takes a long time. Imagine trying to just do that with a Weber and constantly manipulating.
Take forever.
Yeah, it would take forever. And it would be difficult to do and maintain, where this gives you consistency because it has a thermostat. It feeds more of the wood chips or the wood pellets in as it needs them, and it fires a little bit of computer action going on there. And you're able to let kind of set it and forget it. and have it cook for, you know, I don't know, it could be like 12 hours, 14 hours. Oh. As long
so
as
that cooks, you don't, I mean, you can have both, but technically you could just have a smoker and that would smoke and cook?
They say that they can do, they want to be everything forever. If you see the infomercial, they're cooking desserts, they're cooking, you know, Thanksgiving turkey, and technically you can do. One of the downsides, at least perceived, of the smokers, they don't get super high, so you can't sear
your
steak,
yeah,
right? Or for a burger. I mean, it's really great, but for some of the things, for chicken, for the back end of steak, after you do sort of a sear on it,
duck,
really great.
Duck's a good candidate, right?
You could do.
Ever grilled duck?
Jalapeno poppers.
I've not personally grilled duck, but I've been to places where they have grilled the duck.
He's interrogated ducks before. He's never
right.
He's never grilled.
I waterboarded a goose three years ago.
Good, because they're mean.
Oh, they're so mean.
But waterboarded goose is one of the best ways to enjoy.
So delicious. Right. So delicious.
My friend has a smoker that looks like a grill. It's like an outdoor oven, and he basically said that it's not a pellet one. It's just this beautiful thing, and he said, "Oh, it's like an outdoor oven. We cook everything in here. We cook pizzas in here.
Yeah.
You can do all that.
You can do all of those things. And you can cook bread. You can cook muffins. You can cook. You can do a lot of things. And I think the smoker part of it, it doesn't necessarily have to be plug in with all of the technology. You can just do it in an offset. So the smoker gives you the smoke and offset heat as opposed to direct heat that you get.
I might have to get a smoker.
Get a smoker, Wendy.
And here's the thing, too. Do a little bit of checking. The internet, again, is great because they do range. You know, you can get a smoker that's $1,500, $2,000. You know, with all the different accoutrements.
Get the high-end one, Wendy. If you're going to get one, get
a
nice.
Oh,
money's gone. All right, sorry.
Or they've got ones that, you know, for a few $100, depending on what you're doing, you can get yourself into something that's
a basic one.
That's really, really
great.
Basic
model. No frills. All right, Dane Neal is here. We'll discuss this further. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200 gets it done. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy with you on WGN. Our guest is Dane Neal. Dane, yesterday on the show, I know this is a long way to get to it, so I'll give you a shortened version. We started talking about Tom Brady and his aversion to strawberries. He's either never had a strawberry or he had one once and he didn't like it anyway.
That's weird.
We came up with foods that we thought everybody liked, but there's always some food that even though everybody loves it, you don't like.
Like the rutabaga really doesn't have a good PR agency.
Horrible, horrible. But we decided that for some reason, if you grill a food, it becomes
better.
Delicious.
Somehow. So good. Okay, so
what's going on there?
A case in point, cauliflower, right?
Yeah.
Which has been the bane of so many kids' existence.
Yeah.
And you could only enjoy it if you maybe like wrapped it in bacon or coated it in cheese or something, right? And then really you're eating bacon and cheese.
I love it. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
But on a smoker with a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of spices, you can, and it is sort of a cauliflower steak. You just slice it so that it's maybe, I don't know, 3/4.
You cook the whole head of it?
No. You slice it up so that it looks kind of like the brain scan on the Visible Man. At the Museum of
Sold. Now I want
Honestly,
some.
Honestly, that's what it looks like. But with the olive oil and a little bit of char, it's actually quite appealing, and it tastes good.
I can't stand Brussels sprouts. My wife grilled some a couple summers ago with some sort of like a shiitake sauce, like a mushroom sauce on it. They were really good.
So you wonder, is it the Brussels sprouts or is it that sauce with the shiitake mushrooms would probably be great on so many things.
Yeah.
So maybe you get your vitamins of your Brussels sprouts and
maybe
and some of those things. I wanted to mention the Kamado grills really quick before we get to Jenny and all the cool stuff happening. In Westmont, and this is one of those other things that people are contemplating, especially on a weekend like this. And AmazingRibs.com, Max Good does all the equipment reviews. So if you're going to look for, you know, have people trying it out and show it, that's a great place.
AmazingRibs.com.
AmazingRibs.com. It is the number one site in the world for that, and he does an incredible job. But Kamado's Big Green Egg, we see him. It's almost like an aspirational piece of cooking equipment because it's expensive, right? But just like, let's say, Traeger and the smokers, it's becoming more accessible. Like, hey, what is that? I can kind of, you know, get into whatever.
What's the advantage in having one of those?
What's amazing about them is it's great flavor. It's great heat retention. You can cook long and you could smoke over a long period of time. You can't do it with like a Weber kettle, at least not with that kind of ease. There's people that'll say, like, I could do it.
Right.
And it's just, it tastes really great and it retains a lot of the moisture. And you use like the natural like hardwood lump charcoal in there. It's really cool.
Expensive or not expensive?
It varies. You know, Big Green Egg, like I said, aspirational. They can be, you know, upwards of, for a grill with all of the different accessories that you'd need, you know, $1,000, $1,500 for that. There are some on the market that are less expensive. I have like a Vision grill, which, so Vision is the name of the company, and they actually, it's a little bit cheaper. I've heard you can get it at Home Depot. I haven't seen it at a local one, but you can certainly get them to ship it from.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely great. The quality is great on all the different things. And they have, which is kind of a patented switch out thing, quick change. So you can switch it from the charcoal to gas.
Oh, that's
just
excellent.
With an insert. Like that.
That's really good.
And the way that whole started out, the guy who created that. This is another interesting story from the past. Is remember when plastics was amazing? Plastics, it'll change your life.
Right.
I don't remember it, but I've seen the documentary.
Right.
Well, gas had that same thing. Or natural gas, we've created it. Let's make it. You know, cooking with gas. Let's do gas lights. Let's make gas appealing. And that's how that started. And so the founder of Vision started was one of the kind of the guys in the thought process there. What extra things can we do with natural gas? And cooking was one of them with the grills.
Very good. Very good. Let's meet Jenny. What can you tell us?
So Jenny Babiar, she is one of the, she's on the cutting edge there when it comes to Westmont, not only for the big festival that they got, the Red, White, and Barbecue Festival, that is one of the biggest and most, I would say, premier competitions on the KCBS side in the Midwest, maybe the country. And there's so much for the entire family. Jenny, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you.
So Jenny, give a little bit of background. I know there's going to be a ton happening, not only in the backyards as people kind of grill out, but you guys in the backyard, which is a good portion of Westmont, you've got a contest and a festival that's for the whole family.
Yes, we do. We get about 20,000 competitors show up here at Ty Warner Park, which is located one block north of Ogden Avenue and one block east of Cass Avenue. We do have a festival which includes carnival rides with games and carnival food, the competition side, which has 50 professional competitors on Sunday, 42 professional competitors on Saturday, and 37 amateur backyard competitors on a lot of competing going on Saturday. So
that's fun that you can just take, a guy who's the king of his backyard.
Yeah.
Well, Jenny, how is that? Because you're also not only with Westmont and the festival, but you're also one of the organizers for the KCBS barbecue competition and the backyard stuff. And that is something we wanted to mention. You know, obviously it's coming up so you can go and see it. But for next year, and you guys offer an opportunity for people who think they're pretty good, right? Hey, Larry, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get in and maybe kind of, put their big toe in the water on the competition side. This is a start.
Oh, definitely. Just sign up. Come on over. What we offer is for them to cook two meats. They can cook chicken thighs or chicken legs or chicken wings. And then that's one entry of meat. And then their second entry is ribs. And the ribs are actually sponsored by our local barbecue restaurant here, Uncle Bob's. So they're given two free racks of ribs to compete with.
I'd hate to be a judge for this. That'd be awful.
They're looking for judges, according to the website.
Really?
Amateur judges. Oh, yeah. It's a great time.
What does it take to be a judge? I know when you get out of this, you get some bragging rights and things like that. But would you say, go to the KCBS, website, and you can find ways, different contests that are happening? Because it's been happening all over the place. It's been around for decades. But not a lot of people, even fans of barbecue, are aware of all the cool stuff happening.
Yeah, you definitely go to the KCBS website to be a judge. There are judging classes all over the United States. It's a four-hour class. It sounds like a long time, but it's a lot of fun. You learn a lot. And then you're a certified barbecue judge. And you can go anywhere and be a judge, even Puerto Rico, even in Europe.
A prestigious title. So before we let you go, give information on the website where people can go see all the different activities and all the fun stuff they can do coming up this weekend.
Sure, it's westmontbbq.com.
I'm on it right now. Friday? There's music, there's food. It starts Friday, correct?
Yes, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have a beer tent, local craft beer tent, 11 food vendors, including barbecue. So you're going to smell that barbecue cooking in the air, and you're going to want to eat it.
Why does that make you hungry? You could be completely full, but if you smell that charcoal flavor.
I think it's got to be something that's sort of hardwired into our DNA. It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Because you start salivating the minute you smell that.
That's right. Yeah. Tackle an antelope or something.
Jenny, great to meet you. Good luck over the weekend. It sounds like
thank
a lot of fun.
So
Jenny Babiars. Dane, thank you. Well, I learned stuff today, and I don't come here with that intent ever.
We're going to be doing a big Memorial Day. I think it's going to be 8 p.m. We're going to be doing sort of a recap and a lot of exciting stuff, covering a lot of the Indy 500 stuff and, of course, the backyard and all the food stuff that we're going to be doing, and maybe some travel stuff, too. So we'll
perfect. It's Dane Neal, everybody. Listen to him whenever you get the chance. We'll take a quick break, get you some news, and then more of us, Bill and Wendy on WGN.